This is Hennessy's here from Arm Hug, and I have a really special guest today. I can't wait for you guys to meet her. This is Atila Overton. She has been a phlebotomist for 14 years, certified for 10. So she started her company back in March of 2021 due to COVID, and now she's got an office in Maryland and soon will be expanding. So I'm so glad that Janessa Blackwood connected us. She is amazing, an incredible mentor of yours, I know. But we want to hear a little bit more about you and how you started your business. You know, what was that moment? Yeah, that you had where you said, I need to do this.
So Janessa and I were both working at LabCorp at one time. I'm still there currently. And I noticed that, you know, the waiting rooms were empty. And this is like back in February. And I kept saying, man, we're just going to sit here and do nothing all day long. And then she says, well, you know, I do mobile. And so I'm like, mobile? How do you do that? Because I wanted to do it for so long. And then she gave me the whole rundown how to get started. And so back in March, that's when I decided to go ahead and get my feet wet with the business. And she actually gave me my first patient, which was kind of amazing. So after I saw, you know, how easy it was, I was like, wow, this is so simple. And then it just grew from there. And then I decided to go ahead and get certified as an instructor because, you know, I said, well, this, you know, it has so many facets to it. And so many people want to learn phlebotomy or get into the medical field and they just don't know where to start. And so, yeah, that's basically, you know, what I did.
What was one of the hardest things you think that you had to learn?
Being patient with myself and not wanting, trying to keep in mind that, you know, nothing's going to happen overnight and just trying to become more of a perfectionist, keeping with the patient first philosophy. I always start there because we want all patients to have a good experience. Nobody loves to get blood work done. So if I can make the experience pleasant and get them on that first try, that's like my main goal, and to be better every day and with every patient I encounter. So,
and where is the thing? Yeah. And so where can the patients find you now?
I am in Laurel, Maryland, and I will soon be in Alexandria, Virginia. So, 14502 Greenview Drive in Laurel, Maryland. And I travel throughout Maryland, DC, and Virginia for mobile lab services.
Got it. Okay. So like I mentioned before, like I will definitely put that information down below so that people can definitely find you and see if like you might be a great fit for them and for your services. And then I think one of the burning questions that a lot of people that are starting their business is basically like, where do I start? What are the five things I should have? Or, you know, should I be financially successful first to start my business? Because I know you mentioned something like that.
Absolutely not. Financial success comes way later. For me, I just started with business cards and flyers. And when I tell you my best advice is before you start making those marketing materials, make sure you have everything exactly how you want it before you order anything. I have changed my business card like 10 times. And I tell you, it was like the first thing was, okay, I have my email. I started making a website, but it wasn't totally together like I wanted it to be. And then here comes my mentor and says, well, do you have a fax set up? And I'm like, oh, shoot, no. So I forgot that. So then I had to go back, repeat making my cards, reordering. And then it was like, there was something else. I forgot to put my website on. And then I changed my email. And then the design wasn't right. And then it was just like, just make sure you have everything together because I wasted a lot of money trying to get things how I want it. And just basically once you get that part together, then just start putting your name out there, visiting doctor's offices, nursing homes. Even like for me, if you work full time, like I still work for LabCorp, that one patient that loves your stick that says, oh, I didn't even feel that. That's your opportunity to market yourself and just let them know. If you can't come to us, I will definitely travel to you. So that's basically all that I've done. And it's been really helpful. And I've even gotten some doctors that have accounts with us to send me patients. So that's been awesome.
Wow. So they even refer you their patients.
Definitely word of mouth. Like, I just got a new doctor that I've drawn his patients, but like, I think he was referred to me from another provider. So yeah, it's been really cool. Word of mouth is definitely the main marketing tool. So
great. And so did you buy your own supplies or did you use your own car? Like, how much mm-hmm. of this is bootstrapped? Oh. Yeah, okay.
Supplies, the cheapest place I've seen would be, oh gosh, what is the name of it? Oh, I just had it on the tip of my tongue.
I know there's so many.
Oh my gosh. Well, I can tell you, I do have accounts with LabCorp and Quest through my business. The way to get that is with a provider that's willing to allow you to use their credential to actually get a LabCorp account. And so with that, you know, we're able to order supplies like that. PomoLab.com is the cheapest place to go for everything phlebotomy related. Your tubes, your specimen bags, your needles, just anything you possibly could need. And of course, I use my own vehicle. You definitely want to invest in a centrifuge. Amazon is a good place. I bought my first one from there and it was about $700, but it's a really good investment. I do recommend the horizontal spinning machine and not the fixed angle. Some labs just prefer the horizontal over the fixed angle. But with, you know, fixed angle, you might get one for $60. The horizontal is, of course, more expensive, but it gets the job done. So, and I've had both, and they both work fine, whatever is best for you and your budget.
Yeah. And so do you go, like, how many times a day do you go to that same patient? Or do you spend most of your time trying to find new patients?
I actually spend a lot of my time trying to find new patients. I do get repeats regularly, a few, especially I have a couple contracts with providers that do travel to nursing homes. And so I get those patients regularly, as well as a few of my, you know, patients that have come to me directly. And so a couple times, maybe I may see the same patient maybe every 3 months. Like if they have something going on that has to be, you know, monitored or followed by the provider, then I'll see them more often. Some patients I see once a year and that's fine. And then I also have an account with Ulta Labs. And so I'll get those patients that want to order their own test and then they'll call me because I do have a stand-in PSC where they can also come here and get drawn as well. So.
Wow. So yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's really flexible.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Flexible for the patient. So what about you? Like, do you get time off? Do you have time? Yeah. I mean, it's great. It's great for the patients, but I'm worried about you now.
Oh my gosh. That is funny. I'm actually going to take my first vacation in February around my birthday. I have never done that. And I've been with LabCorp. This is my 6th year. I have never taken a vacation. And I draw a large volume when I work at LabCorp. I'm drawing like 60 to 80 patients before lunch by myself. Mm-hmm. And so when I can get those moments where I'm comparing what I charge mobily to what I'm doing at work. And it's just like, oh my gosh, I have to do something. So that part kind of drives me nuts. But I mean, at the end of the day, I love what I do. And so it rarely feels like work.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, I mean, that's great that you're taking a vacation. That's good to hear. I mean, I think that's definitely necessary.
I lose my mind if I don't.
Yeah, no, you definitely have to do that. So I guess talking about patients, like demographics, are you getting a lot of people who are senior or who are like the younger population? I'm just curious, like what are you seeing out there?
Most of my patients are like, I get some younger patients, but most of my patients are elderly. I have very few pediatric patients, but I do get them, and I'm pretty good with the little ones. So, and I'll get referrals from that as well. But most of my patients are elderly, like maybe 60s and up, and then some are, you know, in between. It just depends, but yeah, most of them are older. The ones that just can't get out for whatever reason.
Right, or they just don't want to drive to the lab and wait.
I'm still afraid of Big Brother COVID, so yeah.
Okay.
Where would you feel more comfortable, at home or in the lab around people? Like, so I try to keep that in mind as well.
And so kind of pivoting a little bit to, or back to how you started. So besides having Janessa's guidance, which is already incredibly helpful, did you ever have like a moment where you're kind of thinking through everything and maybe like fear sits in and you're like, how do I get past this? You know, where it's like, I'm going to do this. And you actually start doing it. Cause a lot of people just talk about it for the longest time.
Right. And I'm going to do the opposite. And what's funny, and Janessa always tells me about that. She says, you are the only one, and maybe a couple other people I know that have really like acted on your business. Like some people, they've gotten their tax IDs, they've gotten their LLCs together, but they haven't actually touched a patient yet. And I'm one of those people that tend to jump in head first. I don't care what it is that I'm doing. If I decide I'm going to go and order supplies, I may just go overboard just because. That's just, I mean, that's not necessarily a good thing. But with my business, definitely, it was a head first. Just jump in there and just get your feet wet and get your hands on some patients. So,
right. How did you deal with the rejections? So you know how some patients.
It's so funny. I haven't had any.
What? Look at you.
I have not. It's so weird. And because I've waited for that. And see, I'm not one of those people that take rejection well. And so I kind of take time and kind of sit back before I may approach someone with a contract or a proposal. But then I kind of get over it really fast because this is my livelihood. This is how I take care of my family. And so once you put it in that perspective, you kind of get over that part. It's just like your everyday thing. You just got to do it.
Yeah, that's great advice. And so for someone who's just starting phlebotomy, mm-hmm. like they're about to just start their training. What do you recommend that they should try if they're starting phlebotomy? Like, should they get some practice at a hospital or clinic? Should they, definitely. You know, find a mentor?
Most of your experience is going to come from on the job, right? When you're in a classroom with other students, and we have waivers that we sign, just like I signed when I was in school at Fortis, we had to actually stick each other. And so what I did was I looked for who didn't come to class, because if you didn't come to class, you weren't going to be my partner. Because sticking a human arm is very different from a simulated arm. It's nothing like it. And so having said that, we can only stick each other twice in each arm. That's like the max that we're allowed to do. And so for any student, like they just graduated, they're fresh, try a Quest or a LabCorp, because that is where, or even a hospital, that is where you want to get that experience. Like, it's going to really, the more you do it, the better you'll get at it. Like, when I first started, I was afraid of heel sticks because we didn't learn that. We learned how to do it book-wise, but we never touched an infant heel. So I never did that before. So at LabCorp, that's where I got a lot of that experience from. And what I started to do, instead of shying away from it, every infant that came in, I said, okay, I want this one because I need to learn. You got to do it. And so you never know who your patient is going to be. And so accept those challenges. And the more you do it, the better you'll get, the more comfortable you'll be with it. And that's going to make you do the job.
Wow, that's great advice. And so last question. So mm-hmm. what will we be seeing from you? So what's next? Where are you going to be in 5 years?
In 5 years, I would like to have a ginormous patient service center and actually start hiring my students to take on some of these mobile draws so that I can stay stationary as much as I, and I probably won't. I'll still be out there poking people and beating up arms. Not too bad though, I promise. But like, yeah, I'd love putting my hands on the patient. So hopefully much bigger expansion. And also, you know, just helping others get started. That's really, you know, what I want to do.
Yeah. And are you helping like other people start mobile phlebotomy businesses too, or just mostly?
I have only because my time is very limited. In addition to this, I'm a mother of eight. And so, yeah. And so I am super busy. After I work, I try to, you know, do my patients. If I have any after work or weekends, I try to get that done so that I can take care of my first business, which is my family. And so, yeah, not a whole lot of time extra to mentor, but I do in the foreseeable future see that I will be mentoring more. I did actually, no, I'll take that back. I did do one. And it's actually a phlebotomist I met in Virginia. And she actually started her business like the actual first day that we talked. And I gave her, you know, the tips that I had that was given to me. And she actually got a contract with one of the nursing homes near her lab. So that was pretty awesome. Amazing. To see that, you know, she did it as quickly as I did it. So that was cool. But yeah, I would love to do more.
That's awesome.
And even maybe one day with the school, start maybe some scholarships where I can get at least one senior every 6 months and just pay the tuition for them to get certified if that's something they'd be interested in as a way of just giving back to the community. So well, that's definitely something in my plan. So I'm working on that.
That's amazing. So, I mean, the first step is to say it out loud. So
absolutely, put it out here
so the universe can give you that. That's a really incredible thing to do, is to give it back, you know, after you have it, give it to somebody else. So I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know how busy you are. And that concludes our interview today, but thank you so much. You know,
thank you for the time. And I didn't even know you were watching me.
Yes, everybody, I'm rooting for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
So I'm going to go ahead and let you go, but it's been a pleasure getting to know you today, and I can't wait to see what other people are going to think, right?
All right. Thank you so much.